So let's move on to our last case in this series. So for a patient with newly diagnosed CLL who you decide to administer upfront venetoclax therapy, what would be your most likely approach if the patient was MRD positive after completing 1 year of therapy, getting to the points that we just heard about with MRD testing? So it looks like about half of the audience would continue treatment, 18% would discontinue therapy, and another about a third or less have not used venetoclax in this upfront treatment setting. So, Dr. Wyack, tell us a little bit about how you use MRD testing in this setting.
It looks like the group was fairly split on this. I would tend to stop treatment whether the patient was MRD positive or negative because the CLL14 study didn't use MRD testing as a reason to continue or stop therapy. You know, in this frontline group of patients, we don't know as much. You know, in the patients from the Murano study where they were treated for 2 years and then stopped therapy, patients who were MRD positive had a shorter progression-free survival. That's probably going to be the case with the upfront therapy too, but I don't know that we're sure that we get a lot of benefit from continuing the venetoclax in those patients, which is why I would stop.
Maybe tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are about what are the patients where it might be appropriate to consider ibrutinib plus rituximab over ibrutinib or chemoimmunotherapy alone. Are there any situations where you think about that?
Yeah, I think there are very few reasons to choose ibrutinib plus rituximab over ibrutinib alone, or really ibrutinib plus a CD20 antibody. The couple times that I have used that regimen are in patients who have a need for therapy, but also a pretty significant autoimmune disease, you know, whether it is autoimmune hemolytic anemia, skin toxicities, vasculitis, things like that. I've used that in a few cases for those types of patients. And as well, the very, very infrequent patient that comes with such a high white blood cell count that I'm a little bit nervous about giving ibrutinib alone. And for me, that tends to be like over 600,000 or so.